And as you've heard, there's many problems with this plan, and I really want to focus in on this statement in your briefing before you today, that there will be no financial impact on the county. As you can see, that's a one-sentence statement. It's completely conclusory. There's no analysis provided to you commissioners or to the public on how that conclusion was reached. And furthermore, it's completely contrary to common sense. As you've heard and imagine well know, Tampa Electric is a public utility, meaning when they build new power plants, they're using public money. And the fuel, that's passed on dollar for dollar to the customers. And what you saw just last Tuesday was the company filing in Tallahassee with the Public Service Commission a 4% rate hike to go into effect in April because of gas prices. And they can't tell you what gas prices will be 10 years from now, let alone 30 years from now. And they want this plant, in theory, to operate for 30 years. And so the cost is not just that construction cost that you're hearing today, which far exceeds the savings that the chamber just cited. They are estimating that the construction of the power plant will be $895 million, but they can't tell you how much fuel and maintenance that's going to cost customers over the year. And moreover, it's especially costly to Hillsborough County in comparison to clean alternatives. And you've heard about solar and the money-saving potential of solar, and you don't have to take my word for it. You just have to look at neighboring cities like Orlando and Jacksonville. And all across the country, utilities that actually go to the market and test the market and see what their options are, they're finding that they can phase out their old dirty coal and transition to clean energy like solar and energy efficiency and storage. There's a whole sweep of clean energy technologies that can be employed as a portfolio that have resiliency properties and cost-saving properties that beat gas, that beat fracked gas. And so I urge you to, as colleagues have said, do the due diligence and note that this company has actually evaded a need determination. That look at alternatives as between a gas plant and solar and clean technologies is normally performed at the Public Service Commission. And TECO has skipped that review, and so you have nothing to defer to. And so there is absolutely nothing and overwhelming evidence to the contrary that this will be a very costly and a profoundly unwise plan for this county. And so I urge you to, at a minimum, defer a decision based on the minimal record before you.
Thank you.